This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling good, just like Mojo Kombucha. Made with proven probiotics, your true health begins within. Find Mojo Kombucha in your supermarket fridge.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show, and it is so good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, nice to see you too.
G'day, Tommy Little.
That's it. That's all I get.
Oh, it is bloody brilliant to see you, Tommy.
It's so nice to see you, Carrie. G'day, Tommy. Oh, wow. What a way to kick things off. I tell you what, I don't know about you because I've been getting some feedback.
Yeah, I've been getting feedback. In fact, I didn't sleep last night. My tummy is in knots.
That's weird because I didn't sleep the night before.
What? That's because you were partying.
Well, yeah, why didn't you sleep?
Because we ended yesterday with you speaking to my new friend, a woman I met in Hawaii,
yes,
who I want to become my BFF, and she didn't seem that interested in being my friend.
Well, if you missed it, here's exactly what happened when we spoke to Jess yesterday. Would you like to be friends with Carrie?
I don't know. They were very nice, but I don't know. We're pretty busy and, yeah, I don't know. We've got sort of our own friends that we don't see as often as we probably should, so.
I was not expecting that. People have blown up. Over this.
Thankfully, people are gorgeous in this world and they've all been tweeting in and on Instagram saying, I hope this is a setup, otherwise that lady's a douche and poor Carrie.
Oh, don't say that about Jess.
What?
She's my new mate now.
You're the one that's, you know, made her out to be a douche.
I've done nothing. So you said some very telling things afterwards.
No, but people are saying they'd be my friend. Someone's even said they'd volunteer as a tribute and be my friend, like from the Hunger Games.
You know you were scared of sounding despot.
Yeah.
So despot.
I did get a message from one of my actual friends saying, you don't even have time to see me. Why are you making new friends?
Oh, wow. You said two things after you heard that.
Yeah.
You said, the first one was, you said, no, I don't believe it.
No.
You said, she's so lovely.
She is so lovely. I don't believe it.
But then the second one, you very quickly turned and I said, well, we're going to get her on the show today. And you said, well, I've got nothing to say to her.
No, you said, do you want to plead your case to her? And I said, if she doesn't want to plead my case, I'm not pleading to be her friend.
Okay. What you said then just made no sense, but that's fine.
No, you wanted me to plead. I'm saying I don't need to plead.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't want Jess as a friend?
No, I do want Jess as a friend. But the reason why I think this is a stitch-up and why you've put those words in Jess's mouth, this is why I think this is what's going on, is because even if she didn't want to be my friend, in the short 45 minutes we spent together, I know it wasn't long, but we made a connection.
Mm.
I feel like in that time, what? Yeah, it was only 45 minutes. It was probably an hour.
You were telling the story like you spent days.
Well, no, sorry, we had a 10-hour flight home. We weren't near each other. But anyway, the point of what I'm saying is I don't think she would have called up if she didn't want to be my friend. I don't think she's someone that would want to hurt your feelings.
She didn't call up. We called her.
Okay, but I don't think she would have engaged in this conversation.
What, you thought she
just... I thought she called up. Okay.
No. I can't believe you only spent 45 minutes with her, mate.
No, it was in a beer garden. We hung out for about an hour and 15, and a half maybe.
Well, you're going to find out.
An hour 40.
This story is inconsistent at best. Jess is on the show before 4 o'clock. She's going to join us live.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time. We've been away for a short time, and so this segment's been away for a short time.
But also our gorgeous producer, Sonda, has been away for a long time. She's been away for 6 months having a bub.
Yeah, having a bub.
And this is now our new favourite segment, and it feels only appropriate that we bring in our producer to our new favourite segment, especially because it's so applicable to her.
Let's do it.
Carrie and Tommy's pregnant or pissed.
Yeah. I spewed out the back seat window of a cop car. I spewed outside the gates of a jail.
Give us your story. Where did you vom?
In my undies.
Yeah,
I just realised that doesn't quite explain it. It's just people telling us where they vomited.
Well, that's what it is, and then we have to guess.
Yes, this is the next bit.
Whether they're pregnant or they're pissed.
Yes. But the reason we started this song, I should tell you, is because I spewed in my car on the way to work into a plastic bag and it had one of my hair pieces in it, and I didn't know till after I'd spewed that I'd spewed on my hair piece.
Oh, did you try to wear the hair?
I thought about it. But I threw it out.
Good.
So give us a call, 131060. We'd love to hear where you spewed, and then we'll guess from that information whether we think that you were pregnant and that caused a spew or you were pissed and that caused a spew. Now, Son, the reason you are such a great candidate for this game is obviously you've recently been pregnant. So there would be a few pregnancy spews in there.
So many.
Also, you're a hot mess.
And you're about to go to Vegas with us and we cannot wait. Yeah.
Watch out.
And so is it fair to say that there's a fair few intoxicated spews in the repertoire?
So many. Yeah. Really disgusting ones.
Okay, so let's.
I bet you don't need much too, do you?
I don't need much, and I spew easily. I once set off a huge chain at a party of everybody spewing because I hurled in the sink, and then my friend picked out the chunks, which made her hurl.
Why is your friend picking out?
Because it's got to go down.
She loves me. Oh. Yeah, she was trying to help clean up the sink, and then she ran outside and spewed in front of people who saw it, and then they spewed.
Do you know what I knew about you, Sonda, before I'd met you? Was I knew about the producer on The Breakfast Show that gave a lap dance to a boss one night drunk. That's how I heard about you.
Oh, my God. And he was a teetotaler, which I did not realise as I was whipping him from behind saying, do you like that? The answer was no.
Okay. So, Son, so let's narrow it down to one instance that you're going to give us.
Yep.
Describe the scene.
Okay. It's 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a McDonald's
and
I hurl everywhere and feel so bad that I run and grab a mop and start cleaning up my own mess.
Wow. Well, obviously, Macca's makes you lean towards
pregnant. Well, that's all I wanted to eat was hot chips when I was
I mean, let's be
days.
Honest, it's all we want to eat all the time.
Yeah, but when you're feeling sick, hot chips is really good.
Yeah, but if you're blind, a hash brown.
But 6 p.m. is early to be blind for a night, unless you've been going all day, I guess. Mm-hmm. Was it what day of the week was it?
A Saturday.
That's tricky.
It stinks of boozy lunch to me.
No, it stinks of pregnant.
Or do you reckon? Because it also stinks of, to me, fancy
vomit?
Lunch. No, well, yeah, a bit of spew. But fancy lunch where they don't give you much food.
And you need Macca's on the way.
Yeah, and so on the way home you get some Macca's.
All right, what are we? Okay.
So I'm going to say pissed.
I'm going to say pregnant.
Pregnant, you're right, because.
Preggers. And then the pregnant lady mopped up her own spew.
I felt so awful.
Polite. I mean.
You're so you should have, really.
Well, yeah. And spare a thought for the rest of the customers who were just trying to tuck into their cheeseburger.
Yeah, put them right off.
Yeah, and now you're mopping the spew around
your
the store.
Like, carrot in my burger.
Give us a call, 131060. It's time to play pregnant or pissed.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's pregnant or pissed.
I spewed out the back seat window of a cop car. I spewed outside the gates of a jail.
Give us your story. Where did you vom?
In my undies.
Yep.
What was that one in the end? Pregnant or pissed?
That was.
I think it was pregnant, was it?
Oh, I wish I could remember. There's something about hearing the sentence. No, I think it was pissed. I think there's something about that sentence just erases your whole memory of anything else. It's a very easy game. You ring in, you tell us where you spewed, and we have to guess was a result of pregnancy or being pissed. Erin, welcome to the game.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Where did it happen?
I was in Malaysia, and I was on a public wharf. And I spewed over the side and fed the fishes.
Wow. I mean, a wharf.
So you're about to get on a boat?
Yes.
It's a weird thing to, weird detail to ask about.
What? Well, I just wondered whether she was on the wharf just hanging out.
Yeah.
Ran to the wharf.
Why, is
to
one
spew?
Of those more of a pregnant thing? Or?
Well, I was thinking if you're pissed and you're at a party and you just go to the wharf to spew, but it is different to if you're about to board a boat to go somewhere.
I love the idea that you're on land.
I was in a different country too.
You were in Malaysia.
Yep. Mm.
Coming off the boat. Maybe it was a party
if
boat.
If I know anything.
Ooh, were you coming off the boat or getting on
No,
the boat?
I was getting on.
If I know anything about Australians overseas, well, we can hear a very good piece of evidence in the background. but I'm going to bet against it because I think Aussie overseas pissed.
Yeah, I reckon pissed too.
Despite the, and maybe gone to the elaborate lengths to get a sound effect of a baby screaming in the
background. I've got one more question. How long ago was this, Erin?
This was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
So that's a very new baby.
I'm saying pissed. Erin, what was it?
I was pissed, but there is a thing. because I was in Malaysia and there was security around, I actually had to tell them I was pregnant and it was 20 so I didn't get arrested.
Good on you, Ezzy. It's great.
Let's go look after your little one. He's going, oh, get us the radio. I need the boob.
Let's go to Samantha. Samantha, tell us where it happened.
I'm just randomly down a very busy main street.
Okay. A main
simple.
Projectile vomited everywhere.
All daytime? Daytime?
Middle of the day.
What were you wearing?
Okay, perfect.
I'm not wearing flattering jeans and a shirt.
Yeah. It sounds very pregnant.
It sounds very pregnant.
Should we lock in pregnant?
Yep.
Sam, what was it?
Yes, I was pregnant. Didn't know at the time, but yes, I was.
Oh, projectile. And were people nice to you, or did people look at you like you were a drunk spewing everywhere?
Oh, well, I was only 16, so I was with my friends, so they were just laughing at me, so it was quite embarrassing.
At least your friends were being nice and just laughing at you.
Yeah, well, they didn't help me any, so.
Sam, how many have you had? Have you smashed out a few?
I'm on my sixth.
Good on you, Sam. You weren't going to be the youngest grandma.
Has your morning sickness got worse? You're 30.
No, actually, I didn't have morning sickness at all with my fifth or this one. So,
because the guy told me it can get worse the more you have. That's why maybe I was so sick this time.
Sam,
no, I don't think so.
Sam, how many are you going to have?
Oh, this was supposed to be my tube side, but unfortunately. Oh, not unfortunately,
best,
just got
best. Accidents are the best. I'm an accident. That's fine. Good on you. Thanks, Sam. Let's go to...
That's amazing. I love talking to people with multiple kids. I just want to be in their home for a day.
Do you?
Yeah.
It would be...
I would just be in awe of how...
Of putting meals together.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Anyway.
Amy, finish us off. Where did you spew?
Over a table.
Where was the table?
In a nightclub.
In the club.
But I feel like that detail is to throw us off.
Yeah. What tunes were playing at the time?
Oh, geez, I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay. Well, how long ago are we talking?
Oh, maybe 10 years ago.
In the club.
In the club.
Over a table.
I reckon pregnant.
And I've got 4 children too, so.
Oh, see, now she's now, to put that in to throw us off.
I'm saying pissed.
Yeah, I'm saying pregnant.
Okay, which one is it, Ames?
I was pissed.
Yeah. Did you get
we
kicked
got a
out?
Shot. My friends were not happy. She
you
just
got
bought
shot?
Me a shot.
Yeah. And you
she
wasted
brought it,
it
to the table. I downed it and brought it straight back up.
What was it? What was the shot?
Chartreuse, I think.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. You're either going to spew or punch someone.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits. Here we go now. Now, when I was away on my holiday, I had a bit of a digital detox.
A digi-detox.
Yeah. I got off Instagram. I got off the internet. We said the kids, they couldn't be online. Look, I'll be honest, occasionally they did. Evie didn't play Fortnite. Ollie played Fortnite just because I needed
to be
some
hectic
peace,
if Evie
and
was
quiet.
Playing Fortnite.
But other than that, it was digital free. And it was also news free for me because obviously I'm in the news cycle, reading the news cycle 24/7.
Of
and it gets exhausting. But one bit of news cut through, one bit of news that every time, like I was at the gym or anywhere I saw on the TVs, was the rescue of these boys from the cave.
The mission that stopped the world.
Yes, the Wild Boars soccer team stuck inside the Thai cave. And today they have done they've spoken to the media for the first time. They've done their first press conference since coming out. They're all well. They've all been discharged. It's an incredible thing seeing their beautiful smiling faces. You should go online and have a look. But it was really interesting learning about some of the things that happened down there. Now, just to take you back, if you weren't listening to all the different stages of this story, this is the moment when the diver went down and discovered that they were all there and that they were alive.
Thank you. How many of you?
They're all alive.
13.
Yeah,
brilliant. We are coming. It's okay.
It's okay.
Many people are coming. Many people come.
What's Monday?
1 week and Monday. You have been here 10 days. You are very strong. Very strong.
Now, it was really interesting. So the media, isn't it? The whole thing is incredible. That this story has this kind of happy ending is incredible. But the media had to submit the questions. They were approved by psychiatrists first to make sure they're acceptable for the boys to answer, given the trauma they've been through. Contrary to a lot of the reports, you found out that the boys could actually swim.
They could swim. I heard that.
That you could swim. That they hadn't had any food. But drink-wise, they were drinking the water that was dripping from within the cave. That's what. And one of the little boys was saying that he just refused to think about food because if you thought about food.
Oh, yeah.
It made him hungry, so he didn't think about dinners, he didn't think about anything. One of the bits that really got me was they talked about how they decided who would leave the cave first, the process to get them out.
Oh, I read this.
And that the boys decided who would go first, and that the way they decided was they worked out who lived furthest away because they figured when they get out, they'd have to ride their bikes home. Yeah.
Imagine being stuck for a week and a half in a cave with no food, and then when you get out from this elaborate rescue, they go, oh, well, on your bike.
Anyway, it's a beautiful story. We're so glad they're out and back with their families. They also paid tribute to the man, obviously, who died trying to rescue them.
Yes. They're going to do a month in a monastery each.
Yes, yes.
Right, in honor as a tribute
of
him.
As a tribute to him. Anyway. Some baby news going around that Beyonce's pregnant with her fourth kid. I never believe any of this stuff. Apparently she posed next to the number 4 for a big image, big photo she had taken. Apparently she was on stage singing one of her tunes.
But the 4 thing, I've heard that's because it's a special number to her because it's her and Jay-Z's birthday,
yeah, there's
right?
always a reason why she's... Right. I'm just telling you where the rumours come from. Yes, but that is right. He was born on December 4. I'm December 3rd. I just learned that today. I mean, not even the same day, but, you know, kind of close.
Close.
She cool. also was online singing one of her songs there, and at the very end she rubbed her belly as she turned around and walked off stage, and apparently that's what she did when she was announcing her last pregnancy on stage. She did the bump, you know, the bump rub.
That's what I do when I'm pregnant, rub the belly.
And a few of them have been saying that she's been looking a bit round the tummy, and I refuse to buy into those.
That's rough, isn't it?
It is. It's absolute
just
BS.
Thinking you're killing it, and then you pick up the paper.
I know.
Oh, I'm pregnant, am I? Yeah. Oh, no. I have one big meal and suddenly I'm pregnant.
They've been travelling through Europe. I mean, that's where you eat the best meals possible.
Pasta Central.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, bit from you before we go.
Deadliest animal in Australia. What do you reckon it is?
Snake.
Nah, not even close. There were 254 deaths recorded.
Oh, I know.
From
mosquito.
2010.
Mosquito.
No. Not even close. You're more likely to die from a wasp bite than you are a spider. In that period, not one person died from a spider bite in that 10 years. The most deadly animal, sharks, no. Crocs, no. Snakes, no. 77 deaths of the 254, horses. From mustering cattle falling off a horse. Mustering was the most common cause. Yeah. And then the next, guess what? Yeah. Killer. That's the sound of a killer right there. And the next one. Cow.
Oh.
A cow took out 33 people. Not the one cow. Sorry. That's made it sound like one cow went on a rampage and killed 33 people.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, so now I don't feel so bad about eating. Or cows.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, it is the issue that has really been hanging in the air.
The moment I've been waiting for.
You.
It's where I find out just how cruel you are.
Oh, that's not fair.
It is.
That's absolutely fair.
We finished yesterday's show and I felt sad for a couple of hours.
Yep. If you've just joined us, Carrie went away. She met a couple away. She was too scared to ask if they want to be friends. But now you're back here.
We hit it off. We had a great time.
You didn't get their number.
Well, I thought we hit it off anyway.
You didn't get their email. Nothing
like
that.
Well, no, because I felt weird. It's weird when you're a grown up saying, oh, can we be friends?
I don't. Yep. Okay. You're right. It makes you vulnerable.
It does.
Yep.
And especially because then if they never text, you're like, oh, God, how old?
Oh, and I thought we were having a great time this whole time.
So then I thought maybe I should just leave the friendship in Hawaii. And then we followed each other home on the planes. Mm-hmm. And then I got off the plane. I was like, no, damn it. You know what? As you get older, it's important to keep making new friends.
And so you put it out to the speaker, to the nation, which is this radio show.
Put it out. I thought she called in, but you've informed me that you guys tracked her down.
Yes.
So she didn't even really want to be contacted, which is concerning.
I was being a good friend. And doing your dirty work for you.
Yeah.
And this was her. We played it yesterday's show. This is what she said when I asked her if she wants to be friends with you. Would you like to be friends with Carrie?
I don't know. They were very nice, but I don't know. We're pretty busy and, yeah, I don't know. We've got sort of our own friends that we don't see as often as we probably should, so.
I was not expecting that. And then...
Now, I didn't buy that. I did feel sad for a couple of hours, and then I reflected on it. I thought, there is no way you told her to say that, is what I think.
Is that
because
what you
think? I think that even if she didn't want to be my friend, she just wouldn't say it. She'd just kind of not partake in the whole thing rather than hurt my feelings. Because in the 45 minutes we spent together, I got to know her very well.
That's funny, because that's what you've said upon reflection.
Yes.
Because at the time,
yeah.
I said, well, do you want to pitch?
Yes.
For her friendship. And you said, no, bugger that.
No, because
she doesn't
want
to be my friend. I don't want her.
I didn't want to plead for her friendship.
Well, there is more to the call.
Okay.
There's more that I didn't play you. This is obviously from yesterday. This is the start of the actual call.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Jess speaking?
It is Jess speaking.
Jess, this is Tommy Little here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm very good.
That's good.
How was your holiday?
It was lovely. Very nice. It was our first trip to Hawaii. It was very good.
How great. Did you got two kids?
We do have two kids, yes.
Did the kids love it?
They loved it, yes. Lots of pool time, water slides, did all the touristy things, all the zoo and the aquarium and all that. So they had a ball.
And beautiful hot weather.
Exactly, the best part, escaping Melbourne winter.
And did you meet any nice people?
We did meet some nice people.
Did you also meet Carrie and Chris?
We also met them, yes.
So that was the first bit of the chat. And as you can tell, so as a listener, lovely. She's lovely. She was lovely. I thought this is exactly the person I'd want to be friends with. But I thought I wanted to make this interesting. And you think a fix was in.
Yeah, I do think it's fixed because I know you well.
Well, you do know me well because listen to this. I do have a favour to ask. And that is, Carrie is so desperate for this friendship because she's a bit of a dork, right? And so she's one of the most gorgeous women in the world, but she's actually really nervous about this. So I thought it would be funny to play out a recording of you today saying that you actually don't really need any more friends.
Sure.
And maybe ask her, you know, I mean, if she's got anything that she could pitch to you for any reasons, then you'll listen today and maybe that'll get it over the line. And then tomorrow we'll get you on the show and you can say to her, we'll play these bits where you've actually said yes already. How do you feel about that?
Sure.
How's your acting skills?
I don't know that she's going to believe that.
Oh. See, know her so well already.
You know her so well.
Oh, it's love at first sight.
But you know...
Am I coming on too strong?
Yes. Why did you say love?
Well, what about friendship at first sight?
I don't like at first sight?
Okay, like at first sight.
It's so weird.
It's not weird. I'm just using it.
Before you mentioned conception. It was so weird. Oh, God. Anyway, you know what's happened is she still hasn't actually said yes. She still hasn't actually said yes. She's your friend. Buzz, tell us what's coming.
All right, so she still hasn't said yes to being Carrie's friend, but what we're going to do is we're going to get Jess here to speak to Carrie. Carrie can ask her herself, and we'll find out.
Do I have to actually ask her?
Yeah, of course you do. She hasn't given us a definitive result yet. Yeah,
that's the love of my life.
That's on the other side of 4 o'clock.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've been waiting 3 whole days for this, and the moment has finally come.
Yes. I'm so nervous.
Well, you don't need to be nervous. Maybe you should be nervous. I'm not.
I feel like it's like the moment you're about to walk down the aisle and there's a chance you get to the other end and the person's not there.
Again, you're being way too full on about just asking someone to be your friend. The wonderful
I was way
Jess,
cooler than this in Hawaii, just FYI. I wasn't so desperate, I promise.
I don't believe it at all. I bet at one point you went, hey, do you want to get a drink and should we go wedding dress shopping? What? Nothing. Because I'm going to need you to just hold your fire for a second because I just need to have a quick word with your new friend just for a second. Is that
what
okay?
What do you mean? Like leave the room?
No. Oh. Just your time will come. I'm just scared you're going to come on a bit too strong. So I'm just going to have a quick chat with Jess.
All right.
And then, hey, Jess.
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Just before I let you guys chat, I would just like to clear up one quick thing. How long did you and Carrie hang out for?
A couple of hours, maybe.
Okay. It's fine because we've heard wildly differing reports.
Oh,
Carrie
really?
Started by saying it was like 3 days. And then
I never,
you're holding your fire, mate. This is not holding your fire.
Three days.
This is not holding your fire.
This is not holding your fire.
Hold your fire.
Hey.
And then today it got down to as short as 45 minutes. This is not holding your fire.
Time on holiday goes out the window.
Well, hold your fire.
See, it's true. Jess knows.
Well, Jess, I didn't want to make this awkward, and thank you so much for playing along yesterday. It was my idea to be a bit mean, and you didn't even want to do it, and you were so gracious. And so now, I don't want to make things awkward. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to be quiet, and I'm going to give you guys one. I'm going to give you. Hold your fire. I'm going to give you guys 1 minute together. Let's just pretend. Let's just pretend no one else is here. Buzz, you've got a timer.
I do,
if
yes.
you wouldn't mind starting the timer now, you have 1 minute to work out whether you would like to be friends or not.
Oh,
Jess, Carrie,
why?
Carrie, Jess, go for it.
Hi, Carrie. I'm so sorry. It was all Tommy's fault. It wasn't my idea, I promise.
No, I said that to him. As soon as I heard
I
said,
it.
That's not like Jess to be such a bitch. In the 45 minutes we spent together, I knew that. Can you just come back into the conversation? This is weird.
I actually messaged you the night we met. And
I don't know what to say. Will you be my friend?
Oh, I'd love to be your friend. We thought you were lovely.
Thank you. I think the thing is, and I'm not going to get too serious, but I think the older you get, it's harder to meet people and you're busy and life's busy. Why are you looking weird over there?
Talk to your friend.
I am. She's on the phone. I can't look at her.
Ask her a question.
I'm saying to Jess that when I met Jess, I just thought, another person I met on holiday. And then as I got to know Jess, I thought, actually, I could imagine hanging out with Jess. And your husband, Mike, is gorgeous and your kids are gorgeous. And I thought, you know what? Life is too short not to try and find you and say that I think we could be friends.
That's lovely. We'd love to be your friend. We agree. We got along with you very well. And I actually messaged you on Instagram that night, not that you obviously man your Instagram.
Did you?
Not just to pass on some info about some of the things that we were chatting about in Hawaii. So looks like I've already reached out.
I didn't even see that.
So the feeling is mutual. I know you haven't seen it.
I wasn't blocking you. I've got so many people that want to be my friend, Jess. It's just really hard to keep up with all these
stories. I'm sure.
Wow. So, Jess, get used to a lifetime of not having your messages responded to.
No.
Which is the joy of being friends with Carrie Bickmore.
The only problem with Jess is we don't live that close together, so it might have to be a bit of a long-distance relationship.
That's all right. We can do it. True friendships can get through anything, Carrie.
See how Jess keeps saying She's friendships so and you keep yeah. saying relationships.
I'm using the wrong words.
Yeah, heaps.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, I've got some of my favourite type of news for you.
Okay.
Some Post Malone news. Actually, just leave the news. Let's just play the tune.
I know nothing, not one single thing about Post Malone other than I like his music. That's it. I couldn't tell you what he looked like. I couldn't tell you how old he was.
You haven't seen the head on him?
Nothing.
Oh, mate. You're missing the main bit. So I love Post Malone, right?
I love his music.
Kristen, are you getting a photo? What do you picture when you hear his music? What do you picture? Paint for me the picture.
Okay, well, here's the problem I find. Do you call him a rapper?
No, but he's in that world.
Okay, so here's the problem I find is that I always feel like they're going to look cool and then I see them and they're often quite gangly and daggy.
Well, let me present to you the king of the gangle.
Oh, my God, is that him?
That's him, yep.
That wasn't what I was picturing, but that's cool.
If you haven't seen his head before, he kind of looks like, is this a fair description, kind of a rocker, like an old rocker, but with punk face tattoos. He's got barbed wire tattooed across his forehead.
Yes.
He just recently got new tattoos under his eyes.
What are those things on his teeth? Are they like bling?
Oh,
like
he's got like grills.
I thought grills were about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, he probably got them 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, you're the one that's up on all things Post Malone. Well, he looks a little bit Game of Thrones there on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, but that's because they've airbrushed out all his face tattoos.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He does look like if Jon Snow had a bender for 7 years, that's Post Malone.
Just a little bit when you get a bit bloated when you're drinking too much.
And I think everybody thinks he's gone a bit too far because he got always tired tattooed under both eyes, so always under one and tired under the other.
I need that. That's genius.
Do you? I'd love to see
it. I'm always tired.
I'd love to see a pregnant woman rocking around with just always tired tattooed under there.
Okay, I'm into this guy. He's awesome. Sure,
yes,
great.
I love him too. There have been a few worrying reports, though. After the face tattoo, people started to go, you've gone too far with this. And then a story came out about a fan who met him at a meet and greet, and apparently he smelt so bad they puked.
Oh.
Yeah. How bad is that?
Oh, that's not good. Has he just come off stage or something, though?
Don't know. I didn't investigate
and hot,
further.
You know, he's been doing his thing.
I don't know. And then, Caitlin, you said there was a particular star that you thought smelt really bad when you met.
Yeah, Red Foo.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say. Oh.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Can you just say that?
What particularly? Was it breath, hair, smell, sweat? What was it?
It was just an odour.
Right.
It was just an odour. You haven't narrowed that down for us at all.
Well, like, for example, you could be walking down the corridor and you would know that he was there because you're like, yep, wow.
Red poo.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
he looks like he'd smell.
But Post Malone can get away with smelling because he makes awesome music. We'll forgive him for that. Sometimes you smell. It's the way it is. It's fine.
Then he posted a photo of him with a pint glass just with his finger in it. I thought it was so weird. And I thought, after hearing this stink smell, I reposted and I said, what's Post Malone doing fingering his beer?
Yeah, what is he doing fingering his beer?
Well, apparently it makes the head go down. Like the amount of, if your beer has too much head in it. Yeah, okay, your mind's.
A lot to get
your eyes have just exploded.
right.
Yeah. And I thought, sure,
well,
you
that's
can.
That's kind of good, isn't it?
Well,
no,
it's a bit of a tip for you.
A beer, do you?
Yeah, if you're out there and your beer has too much head on it, stick a finger in it, and it'll get it to go down. But the reason Post Malone is in the news is because Queer Eye, it got commissioned for its third series on Netflix, and
everyone's going crazy for Queer Eye. This latest season, everyone's been saying is absolutely. Have you watched it over there in the corner,
yes.
Cushion?
Yes,
of course, yes.
Do you like the current cast?
Did you cry?
I'm not a fan.
Oh! Why?
Okay.
All I've heard is amazing things about it. No. Forget Post Malone. Let's talk Queer Eye. Why?
No, it's sorry, Tommy. It's a lovely show, but
why are you saying sorry to me? I don't have shares in it.
Why are you pretending to be all coy and quiet? Speak up.
No, because I feel like I'm a bad gay because I don't like Queer Eye.
But
I just find it
boring.
You don't
have to like Queer Eye because you're a gay.
No, I think you do.
Yeah,
no,
you don't.
Yeah,
you
that's
do.
The rules.
It's a
prerequisite. I don't think it is a
rule. Caitlin, is that the rules?
No, I don't think so.
Let's open the phones.
Who's gay and doesn't like Queer Eye?
Anyway, they're calling for Post Malone to go on Queer Eye, and that is a makeover I would like to see.
Oh, and have a makeover.
Yeah, all these people are like, can you please put Post Malone on Queer Eye? Someone said, I am going to effing lose my S if Post Malone goes on Queer Eye. And there is nothing I would love to see more than five immaculately dressed gay men puking while they tried to make over one Post Malone.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across Australia. It is Carrie and Tommy, those amazing two voices you hear in the background there. Is Susie
laugh.
And Kate?
They just told me to stop yelling.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm excited
can you
about
say
Carrie.
That to a woman now?
Yeah, you can when we're being broadcast. I mean, we're not in the middle of
thank
a wind
you,
tunnel. We're in a studio. We've got headphones.
But
we've got microphones.
He can speak really aggressively at me.
I listen to him now. It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Thank you. Hashtag me too.
There's no hashtag.
What about you, Tommy?
No hashtag.
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to hashtag me too, am I?
Listen to how gentle and beautiful Tommy Little's voice is.
Get him working with me. You should have seen. He's still... I'm still trying to work off the fact he called me a pear. You know,
that was a long time ago.
That's hilarious.
And that's no better. You called me pancake ass.
Yeah,
we were all hurting each other's feelings.
Pancake ass.
And then I got roped into it and they tried to invoke my pancake, Carrie, and I just got caught in the crossfire. It's very little.
No.
I mean, it's not bad. I'm not unhappy with it.
You've got gorgeous pikelets.
I've never looked at your ass and thought it's like that. It's not.
Have you looked
enough.
At my ass?
But Carrie, I am not a pear.
Although, Carrie Bickmore, can I tell you what Hughes has always said about you?
What have I said?
That she's great in that department.
What does that mean? Which department?
In that, okay, let me put it nicely.
Yeah.
You would be a pleasure to walk up the stairs behind.
Where did I say that?
Well, you guys have stairs. Did you find when you worked together back at the project?
Oh, yes.
Did you
see
always
walk
behind you? Yeah.
No, but
that's
I did.
Ladies
Susie
first.
Does I mean, know, and I have told you that I've had it.
What a gentleman.
Husey does know that I've had a dream about him.
Yeah.
But that's because I was pregnant. That's all it was. It was nothing
Was it this pregnancy?
No.
In utero.
You say no like it's so yes. out of this world when you just admitted that it's happened before.
No, I haven't had any of this pregnancy. I don't know what happened, but with Ollie,
well, you're not
was
finished
everyone.
Yet.
Well,
so
well, true.
You could cook it up.
You could make it in again.
Yes.
Can
hello.
I just say, does this sound creepy? Pregnancy really brings out the best in women. Can I say
yes.
that?
Yes. No, you can.
I mean, let's say they're glowing.
Yes.
It's quite a gorgeous thing, isn't it? I like seeing you with a little bump and a pep in your step. I think it's great.
Oh, I love a pregnant woman.
Yeah. Did you notice she was grumpy for the last few months, Tommy, or did she notice that because of how she felt?
I didn't notice. I
couldn't tell a difference.
I was a little bit short.
You were, but what's your excuse for the other year?
Hey, just before we go, when was the last time you guys made an adult friend?
Oh, so
does make
I was
it sound
just
like a porn
saying
star.
To you, you're supposed to, or I believe this, I believe you should make a new friend every year. Mm. Doesn't have to be...
best friends.
No, but just someone new in your orbit regenerate.
I'm on Friends Bumble. So, yeah. So
what's that?
Bumble for men who just want to be friends.
But so. You have made a friend out of it.
Every now and again I get messages.
I made a new friend.
It is, man.
That is the worst thing to use.
Involved.
I made a new friend last year.
Yeah.
I'm saying hello to Sophie.
It's Man Bumble.
And I love Sophie her. From?
She worked
Where's
on my
from?
Show.
She actually ended up working on Husey's show.
She's from Sydney.
She's a writer. She's quite brilliant and beautiful.
All right.
Go
well,
make
hello,
friends,
Sophie.
People.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, Husey and Kate are up next. We'll be back tomorrow for your Friday. We'll catch you
Bye.
Then.
Bye, guys. Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum,
bum. Oh. There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Mojo Kombucha is a tasty tea drink, packed with over a billion units of proven probiotics in every bottle. Find Mojo Kombucha in your supermarket fridge. Boom, 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 boom.